So today, if I've got enough voice, we've got a really amazing class because we've got an amazing verse. Reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Chapter 2, text 29. Before I read the verse, I just want to do a quick recap so that I can remember what we've been talking about the last few verses. So Krishna's talking to Arjuna, they're on the battlefield, and Krishna's giving him now the information about the soul. So I'll just go over what we've covered since Krishna started his instructions in verse 12. So there's the body and the soul. The body's that which we can see, arms, legs, head, belly. And the soul is that which we cannot see. So if I can't see it, how do I know it's real? If I can't see the soul, how do I know it's real? The soul is what makes the body live. The proof of the soul is in the consciousness. So if everything that lives has a soul, so then does a flower also have a soul? No, the flower is the soul. Thank you. A flower, a soul. Everything that lives, everything that has a body, and a human, an animal, a plant, they're all souls, but the body is different. So a tree has a big body, an insect has a small body, and a microbe has a very small body. The soul is described as eternal, never dies, and the size of the soul is given as the tip of the hair divided into 100 pieces, one of these pieces divided again into 100. So the size of the soul is called atomic. So when the soul leaves the body, then the body dies. So the body is also compared to clothes. So the soul has some clothes. So they've got the gross body and the subtle body. So you can say this is the shirt and the coat. The subtle body can be the shirt, and the gross body can be the coat, the outer garments. And in in 2:22, there was the analogy given in the purport of two birds sitting in the tree. And the two birds were the soul and the super soul. So the super soul is the witness, he's just watching. And the soul, the bird that's the soul, he's trying to enjoy the fruits of the tree. So some of them are sweet and some of them are bitter. And their real relationship is as master and servant. So why do we want to know anything about the soul? Because if we don't know anything about the soul, probably what we'll do is engage in sense gratification, and that's just a waste of time because it won't get us free from our miseries and our lamentations. Only if we engage in devotional service can we get free from our lamentations and our sufferings. And the last point was that we've been discussing that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So is there anyone here who believes it? That Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Okay. So probably what he says is going to be true if he's God. Okay. So now we can start the verse. So the verse is the amazing verse, Acharyavat. Acharyavat means amazing. So it's not exactly an 11-beat verse. The first line has 11 beats, the second line has 12, and the others have 11. So it's a little bit difficult to chant. Let me see if I can remember the tune. 2:29. Really amazing verse. Acharya vat pashati kaschitainam. Acharya vat pashati kaschitainam. Acharya Vadvadati Tataiva Chanya. Acharya Vachainam Anya Srinoti. Srutvapyanam Vedana Chaiva Kaschit. Ascharya Vat Pasyati Kaschitenam. Ascharya Vat Pasyati Kaschitenam. Acharya Vat Vadati Tataiva Chanya. Ascharya Vat Vadati Tataiva Chanya. Ascharya Vachainam Anya Srinoti. Ascharya Vachainam Anya Srinoti. Srutvapyanam Vedana Chaiva Kaschit. Srutvapyanam Vedana Chaiva Kaschit. Ascharya Vat Pasyati Kaschitenam. Ascharya Vat Vadati Tataiva Chanya. Ascharya Vat Chayanam Anya Srinoti. Srutvapyanam Vedana Chaiva Kaschit. Ascharya Vat Pasyati Kaschitenam. Ascharya Vat Vadati Tataiva Chanya. Ascharya Chanam Anya Srinati. Srutvapyanam Vedana Chaiva Kaschit. Ascharya Vat Pasyati Kaschitenam. Ascharya Vat Vadati Tataiva Chanya. Ascharya Vat Chayanam Yanyan Srinoti. Srutvapyanam Vedana Chaiva Kaschit. Ascharya Vat Pasyati Kaschitenam. Acharya Vat Vadati Tataiva Chanya. Ascharya Vat Chayanam Anya Srinati. Srutvapyanam Vedana Chaiva Kaschit. Ascharya Vat Pasyati Kaschitenam. Ascharya Vat Vadati Tataiva Chanya. Ascharya Vat Chayanam Anya Srinati. Srutvapyanam Vedana Chaiva Kaschit. Ascharya Vat. As amazing. Pasyati, sees, kaschit, someone, enam, this soul, ascharyavat, as amazing, vadati, speaks of, tata, thus, eva, certainly, cha, also, Anya, another, Ascharyavat, similarly amazing, Cha, also, Enam, this soul, Anya, another, Srinoti, hears of. Srutva, having heard. Api, even. Enam, this soul. Veda, knows. Na, never. Cha, and. Eva, certainly. Kaschid, someone. Translation. Some look on the soul as amazing. Some describe him as amazing. Some hear of him as amazing. While others, even after hearing about him, cannot understand him at all. Please repeat. Some look on the soul as amazing. Some describe him as amazing. And some hear of him as amazing. While others, even after hearing about him, cannot understand him at all. Purport. Since Gita Upanishad is largely based on the principles of the Upanishads, it is not surprising to find this passage in the Katha Upanishad, 1.2.7. Sravanayapi bahubi yonalabhya srinvantopi bahavoyamna vidyu ascharyo vakta kushalosha labda ascharyosha kyata kushalanus shishta. The fact that the atomic soul is within the body of a gigantic animal, in the body of a gigantic banyan tree, and also in the microbic germs, millions and billions of which occupy only an inch of space, is certainly very amazing. Men with a poor fund of knowledge and men who are not austere cannot understand the wonders of the individual atomic spark of spirit, even though it is explained by the greatest authority of knowledge, who imparted lessons even to Brahma, the first living being in the universe. So who's he talking about? Krishna. Owing to a gross material concept of things, most men in this age cannot imagine how such a small particle can become both so great and so small. So men look at the soul proper as wonderful, either by constitution or by description, illusioned by the material energy. People are so engrossed in subject matters for sense gratification that they have very little time to understand the question of self-understanding, even though it is a fact that without this self-understanding, all activities result in ultimate defeat in the struggle for existence. Perhaps they have no idea that one must think of the soul and thus make a solution to the material miseries. Some people who are inclined to hear about the soul may be attending lectures in good association, but sometimes, owing to ignorance, they are misguided by acceptance of the super soul and the atomic soul as one without distinction of magnitude. It is very difficult to find a man who perfectly understands the position of the super soul, the atomic soul, and their respective functions and relationships, and all other major and minor details. And it is still more difficult to find a man who has actually derived full benefit from knowledge of the soul, and who is able to describe the position of the soul in different aspects. But if, somehow or other, one is able to understand the subject matter of the soul, then one's life is successful. The easiest process for understanding the subject matter of the self, however, is to accept the statements of the Bhagavad Gita, spoken by the greatest authority, Lord Krishna, without being deviated by other theories. But it also requires a great deal of penance and sacrifice, either in this life
or in the previous ones, before one is able to accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna can, however, be known as such by the causeless mercy of the pure devotee and by no other way. Om Ajnanati Mrandasya Gyananjala Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Taitanya Manobistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadabhayam Didati Swapadantikam. I was born in the darkest ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torch of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. When will Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, who established within this world the mission to fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya, give me shelter under his lotus feet? Vanchakalpatrubhyascha kripasindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadata Shri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we've got this amazing verse in this amazing book given by our amazing founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada, who founded ISKCON, which is in itself amazing, and all the devotees are amazing, and Radha Gopinath is amazing, and they dress him so amazingly nice on the altar, and they made such nice prasadam for him. Yamaraj asked Yudhisthira, what is the most amazing thing in the world? So this is in Mahabharata. So the Pandavas and their wife are living in the forest. They're in exile. And at one point, they needed some water. So Sahadev went to the lake to get some water. And a voice said, before you drink this water, you have to answer a question. But he just ignored it. He just drank the water and he felt unconscious. And then Nakul came and he came to get some water and he was really thirsty. And just as he was about to touch the water, a voice said, before you touch the water, you have to answer my question, otherwise you'll die. He just dismissed the question, he just carried on, drank some water and he fell down, unconscious. And then Bhima came and he did the same, and even Arjuna. He came and he drank some water and he fell down unconscious. So all four of them were apparently dead. Then Yudhisthira got here and he saw all his four brothers and he was thinking, what on earth has happened? And just as he was about to take some water to quench his thirst, he heard a voice saying, but first you have to answer my questions. So he immediately he said, okay, I'll answer your questions. And he didn't know who this guy was. He just had his, he was just appeared there. But it was Yamaraj in disguise. Now actually, Yamaraj is the father, the biological father of Yudhisthira. But he didn't know that it was Yamaraj. So he answers question after question about duty and about all kinds of things. And then he asked, what is the most amazing thing in the world? And Yudhisthira replied, day after day, countless living entities in the world go to the kingdom of death. Still, those who remain aspire for a permanent situation here. They think they won't have to die. What could be more amazing than this? Every day we see that so many things, animals, plants, flowers, people are dying, and still people think that they won't have to die. Even if you go looking, I was working in a hospital with old people, even when their bodies are completely broken and old and painful, still they don't want to die. They don't want to give up these horrible bodies. People do want to go to heaven. Where do you want to go? Oh yes, I want to go to heaven. But the only thing is, you have to die to get there. They want to have heaven now, please. Yudhisthira is amazed that people can be so stupid and self-destructed that they refuse to recognize their impending death. So this brief human life should be used for preparing for the next life. So Prabhupada is describing in his purport, it's amazing that instead of blissfully drinking the nectar of the holy names, people drink the poison of worldly talk, prajalpa. As we have noticed before, Srila Prabhupada compared such worldly chanting, worldly talking, to the croaking of a frog. The frog is croaking very nicely to his friend, but all he's doing is inviting the snake to come and eat him. Let me have a look in the purport. So Prabhupada's saying that the atomic soul is in the body of a gigantic animal, in the body of a gigantic banyan tree, and also in the microbic germs. The soul is described as an atomic spark. So if you have a fire and there's lots of sparks, although they have the quality of fire, that you could say they're part and parcels of the fire. So if Krishna was the fire, then we're the sparks. So the atomic spark gives consciousness to the body. So I'm conscious of my body, and you're conscious of your body, but Krishna, as the super soul, is conscious of everybody's body. That's why he's super soul. And there are some philosophers who say that there's only one soul, that we are the super soul, that we are God. We just forgot. So people, Prabhupada saying this is due to ignorance, they're misguided. They follow some philosophy that tells them that the super soul and the atomic soul is the same. But we find in the Vedas that they're not. Just as a drop can be compared to the ocean in that it's got the same quality but not the same quantity. There was one devotee in the Prashanam room. He was telling all how his material life had all collapsed around him, and all his plans and everything had collapsed, and I suggested that perhaps Krishna had a better plan. So he doesn't know yet, but for some reason or other Krishna has brought him to Radhadesh, where he's going to stay with us for some time. Let me see what Krishna has planned for him. Usually when Krishna takes everything away, he's got some plan. So people who don't know anything about the soul, they spend all their days working very hard to get some little money for sense gratification, and they don't have time for questioning, for self-realization. If you go on the street and try to distribute some books, they'll say, "I have no time." Or they're rushing here and there, especially if you're at the airport. They're running this way and that way. They have no time. They have to drive their cars very fast, this way and that way. My brother drives to work 2 hours, and then he drives back 2 hours every day. But they have no time to read especially books on self-realization or anything about the soul, because they're only thinking about this life, the next few weeks, the next few years. They're not thinking what's going to happen afterwards. But if we want to make a solution to all our material miseries, then we have to think about the soul, because that's who we are. I am actually the soul. Someone in Amsterdam said to me, "Hari Bol, spirit soul." She was from Australia. She said, in Australia they say, "Hari Bol, spirit soul," when they greet each other. So at the end of the purport, Srila Prabhupada saying, the easiest process for understanding the matter of the self is to accept the statements of Bhagavad Gita spoken by the greatest authority, Lord Krishna. And because Srila Prabhupada has given us such an amazing translation of this book, Bhagavad Gita, we can understand very nicely all this knowledge. And because he's made these amazing temples for us, we've got a very nice situation that we can associate with the devotees and take amazing prasadam and have all these amazing classes. Of course, it's by the mercy of Madhu Gopal that we're having evening classes in Radhadesh. Was not always the case a couple of years ago. By his continued efforts and inspiring other people, now we have a very nice evening class going. Prabhupada mentions at the end of the purport, before one is able to accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, either one has done a lot of penance and sacrifice in this life or in previous ones, or by his causeless mercy he has sent a pure devotee. And Prabhupada says, Krishna can, however, be known by the causeless mercy of the pure devotee and by no other way. How much would we understand if we didn't have Srila Prabhupada's mercy and all his amazing books? Just by thinking about it and meditating and speculating, we would never, never get to the conclusion that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and that I'm his servant and that I should do devotional service. Even if we would meditate for years and years, we would never get to that conclusion. So by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and all his amazing disciples and all their work and their preaching, somehow or other we've come into contact with this amazing organization called ISKCON. And if we're very kind, we'll give this message to other people when we go on Harinam, distributing our books. When's the book marathon starting? Next week, 1st of December. I'm sure Pata will take us on some amazing Mahasankirtan. Does anyone have anything to add? But it has to be something amazing. Oh, really? No. Oh, really? What's the most amazing thing about ISKCON for you? And spiritual life and... Well, that Krishna can make something so small. That he's protecting us. Someone else? What is amazing? Prashadam? Yes, that's definitely amazing. One of the amazing things about Prashadam is it takes away your sins. Just by doing something such a nice thing, like eating very tasty food, it even takes away your sins. Isn't that amazing? Not only does it taste good, it even does you good. It's written chapter 3, text 13, the Prashadam verse. This is the Prashadam verse, 3:13. Yakya shista shinashanta muchante savakil bishai punjite te dvagam papa ye pachanti atmakaranat. The devotees of the Lord are released from all kinds of sins because they eat food which is offered first for sacrifice. Others who prepare food for personal sense enjoyment verily eat only sin. Anything else amazing? Ladies? Life itself was amazing? To go back to Godhead? Process is amazing. Chanting, dancing. You mean the austere bit? Men who are not austere? Yes, but if they don't have Bhagavad Gita, they will never get good knowledge. Just by thinking about it and mental speculation, they can't get good knowledge. You can only get good knowledge from the parampara, from Krishna. You can't get it from another source. You know any other good source of knowledge? Now then he gets good knowledge if he listens in the class. We're giving good knowledge. We're giving Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. You can't get better than that. I don't think I would get to this conclusion for 100 years if I didn't had any Bhagavad Gita or Parampara knowledge. Just by thinking on your own, how are you going to get to the conclusion, I am an eternal spirit soul, I am part and parcel of Krishna. My eternal duty is to serve Him. That there's a spiritual world where we can go. How you can ever get the conclusion of like this if you just think on your own? So we'll stop here and we'll have some amazing bhajans. Yes? Oh, you have a question? Yes? No, if you just think on your own, you just speculate and speculate, where will you get to? No. You'd be lucky if you did get to Paramatma realization on your own. So what's your point, Madhugopal, about? You approach a spiritual master and ask him questions submissively and render service to him, and then he'll give you knowledge because he has seen the truth. Yeah, but you can't take initiation from the bee. You might not understand his mantra. You see, the thing is, you've got the super soul in the heart telling you what to do, but there's also Maya in the heart pretending to be the super soul, also telling you what to do. Yeah? Yeah? No, you missed the last line of the purport. Oh yeah, go on then. Yeah, so on the one hand, Prabhupada's saying, if you do lots of penance and sacrifice, then you might be able to accept Krishna as God. But then in the last sentence, he's contradicting himself by saying, the only way is to get the mercy of a pure devotee. We didn't do much penance and sacrifice. Otherwise it wouldn't be causeless mercy. We're mercy cases. Well, some of us are, you might not be. Then it would be that only the people who've done the penance and sacrifice in their previous life get to be to accept Krishna. But we might not have done all this penance and sacrifice. So then the people who haven't done the penance and sacrifice, then what's their chance? Yeah. So he got the mercy of a pure devotee. I'm not convinced that I did so much sacrifice and penance in my previous life. I think I got the mercy. I asked someone now once in a class. I said I didn't do anything in this life. I must have done something in a previous life, and the answer was maybe you got the mercy of a pure devotee. And so it was like that the mercy extends also to those who don't do all the penance and sacrifice. Some go and sit in the shade. Yeah. We're fertile. It's also not fair if one person does lots of sacrifices and another person does nothing and they both get the causeless mercy. What? All those sacrifices and penances for nothing? Oh no. And he just got the causeless mercy for just causeless, no reason. It's not fair. Can you look on your quotes and see if Prabhupada said whether we did all these things in our previous life? My understanding was that some of us are just mercy cases.
We are mercy cases. But at the same time, you get to do penance.
Oh. Bhakti is independent of sacrifice, penance. So we can show our gratitude by distributing namasi ourselves. Okay, so let's stop here and get some amazing kirtan.
Look at their past, they're all very special. This is my personal experience.